truth all started back in 94. Supreme Court decision opened up the door.
Roy Orbison, parodied by Two Live Crew, is a protected criticism.
Thus said the rule. Fast forward to the present. New pop is blam with dance divas, hip hoppers, and boy and girl bands. Scapegoats were needed because they can't admit that their current crop of music mostly sounds like,
hey!
Weird Al with their test. Would they let him critique with his parody song about nerds and geeks? The artist said yes, the label said no, so the song can't be bought, just free download. Song parodies are on the go, while the fat cats wanna try and stop the show. It's all fair use, but they don't want you to know. Song parodies are hot today, the industry wants them all to go away. It's all fair use, so they don't have a say. Attend the tale of B.A. Dave. Ask Cappy Mail, then what they had to say was,
parody is free, but the backing beats are owned by the ones who wrote it on the sheets.
Still wrong, ass Cap, cause of this subjective. Instrumentals can be parodied, still protected. But you have cash, Dave, not so much, so we had to bow down to your illegal crush. Song parodies make the case for everyone taking down. It's all fair use, they should end the chase. Song parodies are here to stay, despite numerous threats by the RIAA. It's all fair use, so transform away.
Hey, yeah, you there, from the RIAA. Are you aware that if not for parody, I'd have never heard Lady Gaga's music? Thanks to a parody by Spaff.com and the Money Shot Cosmonauts, I now count myself as a little monster. The fact that you can't see this positive effect on your sales is criminal. Got another tip from Peter C. His words mock the source of the parody. But Warner Music swung the band hammer around.